When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
My strong sense is that having a public platform maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
Founder, CEO, business giant, and tech mogul, Elon Musk is considered one of the most influential people on the planet.
Well, why are rockets, you know, especially hard? Everything has to work the first time. You can't do a recall, you can't patch it. It's like 9 minutes to orbit or it's over.
Do you want to see the car?
Yeah!
This is one of the great questions in physics and philosophy where are the aliens? Maybe they're among us, I don't know. Some people think I'm an alien.
Thank you for anyone who's bought our flamethrower. You will not be sorry, or maybe you will.
Room for improvement.
The point of doing this is to just give a hardcore smackdown to gasoline cars.
They think that technology just automatically improves. It only improves if a lot of people work very hard to make it better.
Oh, wow, wow.
Holy fuck, that thing took off.
Oh, my God.
That's unreal.
Elon Musk, his story is weaved with epic failures. And massive triumphs. As well as plenty of hard work and dedication.
I think certainly being focused on something that you're confident will have high value to someone else. A natural human tendency is wishful thinking. So a challenge for entrepreneurs is to say, well, what's the difference between really believing in your ideals and sticking to them versus pursuing some unrealistic dream that right. doesn't actually have merit? And that is a really difficult thing to tell. Can you tell the difference between those two things?
Right.
You know? So you need to be sort of very rigorous in your self-analysis. I think certainly extremely tenacious and then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. So all those things improve the odds of success. If other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
Elon Musk's long-term thinking keeps him on the leading edge of technology. He knows that the challenges he sets for himself and his companies are daunting and will take decades to achieve. Regardless of the doubters and against the odds, he confidently pushes forward. Whether it's electric cars, space exploration, Mars colonization, or the advancements in AI, it's clear that his focus on the future of humanity is what continues to drive him each and every day.
I really want to make sure that there is a good future for humanity, and that we're on a path to understanding the nature of the universe, the meaning of life, why are we here, how do we get here. And in order to understand the nature of the universe and all these fundamental questions, we must expand the scope and scale of consciousness. Certainly it must not diminish or go out, or we certainly won't understand this. So I would say I'm motivated by curiosity more than anything. Just a desire to think about the future and not be sad, you know.
And are you not sad?
I'm sometimes sad, I'm feeling relatively optimistic about the future these days. There are certainly some big risks that humanity faces. I think the population collapse is a really big deal that I wish more people would think about, because the birth rate is far below what's needed to sustain civilization at its current level. There's obviously.
Warning: the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
We need to take action on climate sustainability, which is being done, and we need to secure the future of consciousness by being a multi-planet species. We need to address it's important to take whatever actions we can think of to address the existential risks that affect the future of consciousness.
There's a whole generation coming through who seem really sad about the future. What would you say to them?
Well, I think if you want the future to be good, you must make it so. Take action to make it good, and it will be.
When it comes to creating a business, Elon makes a point in saying to create something that will help solve a problem. Following his own advice, Elon has helped found and create businesses that have had a major and positive impact on humanity. He is continually looking to help solve problems that we face daily.
It goes back to when I was in university. I thought about what are the problems that are most likely to affect the future of the world, or future of humanity. I think it's extremely important that we have sustainable transport and sustainable energy production. That sort of overall sustainable energy problem is the biggest problem that we have to solve this century. Independent of environmental concerns, in fact, even if producing CO2 is good for the environment, given that we're going to run out of hydrocarbons, we need to find some sustainable means of operating.
Given his impressive track record for success and pushing the limits, it's unsurprising that Elon continues to inspire people across generations. In his mind, it's important to be useful, both to other people, but also the world. However, he acknowledges that it can be extremely difficult to be useful. Here is his advice for those looking to create a positive impact in the world and the thinking framework he uses to tackle humanity's biggest challenges.
Millions of people look up to you. What advice would you give to them about if they want to try to do something big in this world, they want to really have a big positive impact, what advice would you give them about their career, maybe about life in general?
Try to be useful. You know, do things that are useful to your fellow human beings, to the world. It's very hard to be useful. Very hard. You know, are you contributing more than you consume? Try to have a positive net contribution to society. I think that's the thing to aim for. You know, not to try to be sort of a leader for the sake of being a leader or whatever. A lot of times, the people you want as leaders are the people who don't want to be leaders. If you can live a useful life, that is a good life. A life worth having lived. I would encourage people to use the mental tools of physics and apply them broadly in life. They're the best tools.
I mean, like a lot of things I learned in college actually were pretty helpful. I mean, I think the physics approach to thinking is very good, like the first principles approach. Applying the first principles approach to thinking is, I think, a good way to figure out a counterintuitive situations. I do think there's a good framework for thinking is physics, you know, the sort of first principles reasoning. I mean, generally, I think there are... what I mean by that is boil things down to their fundamental truths and reason up from there, as opposed to reasoning by analogy. Through most of our life, we get through life by reasoning by analogy, which essentially means kind of copying what other people do with slight variations. And you have to do that. Otherwise, it's mentally, you wouldn't be able to get through the day. But when you want to do something new, you have to apply the physics approach. Physics is really sort of figured out how to discover new things that are counterintuitive, like quantum mechanics. It's really counterintuitive. So I think that's an important thing to do. And then also to really pay attention to negative feedback and solicit it, particularly from friends. This may sound like sort of simple advice, but it's hardly anyone does that, and it's incredibly helpful.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.